knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. And he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
Father has a plan, though it's hard to see it now. You feel you're walking all alone, but he is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do when you feel you have reached the end. He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. When the enemy surrounds you and the walls are closing in, when the tide is swiftly rising and you wonder where he's been, friend, there never was a moment that his arms weren't reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure, God is moving right now. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do when you feel you have reached the end. He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. when you feel you have reached the end, He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. The answer will come, but only in His time. Stand still and let God move. Stand still and let God move.
Thank you. seen things above. The Savior spoke unto me and filled my heart with love. I used to have some people who walked and talked with me. But since I've been converted, they've turned their backs on me. Some say, give me silver, and some say, give me gold. I say, give me Jesus, who saved my dying soul. I'll take this gospel trumpet and I'll begin to blow. Oh Lord, if you will help me, I'll blow it wherever I go. I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm gonna die in the war. I'm gonna die on the battlefield with glory in my soul. I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm gonna die in the war. I'm gonna die on the battlefield with glory in my soul.
Play me one more verse while we're finishing up. Thank God. Amen. He's been good today. Amen. Will you turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse number 6. We can leave already. Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Don't forget to get a bulletin. Got so many more announcements in there about the Christmas play and brotherhood and things like that coming up. And so remember that. Don't forget we're going to eat right after church today. Amen. So I know you're looking forward to that. I'll try to keep it under an hour and a half. Amen. Amen. I'll try to do that now. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 6. Reading through verse number 10. Amen. We can leave already. Don't get no better than seeing somebody saved. Ain't that good? Amen. Thank God. And I love to see them coming in that condition. Amen. I really believe, now I'm not going to split hair with you, but I really believe when somebody comes sincere, Brother Herman, I believe when they've already brokenhearted, I believe you're saved before you ever get up here. Amen. I believe all you got to do is come on down and just accept what God wants to do for you and do with you. Amen. I believe once we become willing, I believe God's willing. Amen. Amen. That ain't got nothing new I'm going to preach on today. But anyway, amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 6, reading through verse number 10. Now, I had a time with this yesterday. I was studying it, and I had this one part, and I knew this was what the Lord had, but I couldn't get no sense out of it. You ever had something like that? Hey, amen. And I've got to get sense out of it before I can give you sense out of it. Amen. Hey, amen. So we kept praying and said, Lord, I just don't understand. And so I think we finally got it. Amen. So you pray for us this morning. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 6. Amen. Reading through verse number 10. The Bible said, for when we were yet without strength. But I want you to listen to this right here. He said, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse number 7. He said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Praise the Lord. Verse number 9, he said, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I know, God, that I'm nothing today. Lord, but you're everything. And God, I know, Lord, without the Holy Spirit coming on this scene, Lord, it would be nothing but a multitude of words. And we thank you, Lord, for the young man that got saved this morning. Lord, we thank you, God, for the blessing. God, watch over him and protect him, God, and let him resist the wiles of the devil, Lord. And God, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to go back now and look at that verse number 6 real close. The Bible said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Neighbor, if I message that I want to preach on today, for just a little while, it'll be on this right here, in due time, amen, in due time, everything works according to the plan of God and the will of God, in due time, amen. Listen, neighbor, things happen in due time. The scripture right here says it's very rare, neighbor, that someone would die, listen, for a righteous man or even a good man, amen. But the Bible said, but in due time, Christ came and died on Calvary. Listen, that each one of us, that through the blood of Jesus, could have life and have it more abundantly. We can have that victory in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Neighbor, he died upon Calvary for all sinners. And not just the rich, not the poor, And listen, not just the Jew or the Greek. And listen, but the Bible said he came that we may all come to repentance. And neighbor, it all came in due time. And neighbor, today, and listen, it's your sowing season. And neighbor, today, that creates your harvest season. Amen. Everything happens in due time. We sow the seed, and then later on we reap the harvest. And neighbor, today we reaped a little bit of harvest here this morning by seeing someone saved. And now, when was that seed sowed? I don't have any idea. It may have been by another sermon. It may have been by a song. It may have been by a Sunday school teacher. But in due time, God began to work that seed. And neighbor, in this young man's life, and neighbor, today, see, everything happens in due time. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, I like what the Bible says in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 4, talking about in your due time, in your due season. Amen. Listen, just like the young man did this morning. Listen, the Bible said, for we've all sinned and come short of the honor and glory of God. But in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 4, the Bible said, let every man prove, listen, his own work, then shall he have. Amen. In other words, today, if we'll put forth the work and we'll put forth the effort, then in due season, the Bible said, we'll reap if we faint not. Amen. Listen, notice what he says here. Listen, in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 4, he said, rejoicing in himself alone and not in another in due season. Amen. Listen, and I thought about, listen, in due time, in other words, your opportunity will come. Neighbor, today, listen, God is faithful. He speaks to everyone and to all this morning in due time. Number one, we look at three things today about in this due time, in this due season, that we know that Jesus Christ does that needs to be done. Neighbor, he speaks to every one of us. Listen, the first thing we find out, neighbor, that he speaks to us today in due time is about salvation. Neighbor, today, he said it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I like it what the Bible said in the book of Titus, chapter number 2, verse number 11, and verse number 12. Listen, the Bible speaks about here, in due time, the Holy Spirit of God, neighbor, convicts our hearts. Listen, neighbor, there'll never be one, neighbor, that has to leave the walls of this life that God does not deal with. Listen, that the Holy Spirit does not deal with. In other words, we can't stand before God and say, God, you never spoke to me. You never gave me the opportunity. Because each one of us today, in our own due time, receives that knock. We receive that call from the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible said in Titus chapter number 2, listen, notice what he said. He said, for the grace of God that does one thing, the grace of God is one for one thing and one thing only. Listen to what the grace of God does. It brings salvation. And listen, not only did he start there, but he said it hath appeared unto all men. Amen. So in other words, this morning, in your due season, in your due time, the Holy Spirit will deal with your heart. Amen. Preacher, how will I know? Amen. You'll know. Amen. Amen. It's not like a voice like mine. It's not like a voice like some of these others. But the Holy Spirit of God speaks in a still, small voice. Listen, neighbor, when it begins, to deal with our heart today. Then look at verse number 12. Listen, neighbor, today. Amen. Of Titus chapter number 2. And verse number 11 and verse number 12. I'm talking about in due time, in due season. First thing he talks to you and I about, amen, is listen, our salvation. There comes a time. Neighbor, you take all these little babies that we've got around the church now. Neighbor, amen, but in due time, they'll grow up. Listen, and there'll come an appointed time when the Holy Spirit of God will deal with their heart. And then only is the time for them to be saved. Amen. See, my friend, the Bible says, amen, then we'll get to verse number 12. He said, no man can come unto me except what? Except the Father draw him. Amen. I can't come back and get you and bring you the altar. Amen. I didn't even know this young man was under conviction this morning. I didn't know the Holy Spirit had took his heart. Amen. But I could tell it as he walked down the aisle. I listened. And he done heard the voice of somebody other than the preacher. He done heard the voice of somebody other than the singers, other than the teachers. Amen. If it hadn't been for nobody, it was his due time. Amen. On October the 20th, to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. He'll talk to us about salvation in due time. In due time. In due time, amen, we'll realize the Holy Spirit of God. Verse number 12. Not only listen at verse number 11, but verse number 12, it says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world. Amen. See, that's the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, and it's going to go right along with number 2. I listen, maybe before I go along, that door of opportunity, that door, the Bible said, my spirit's not always strive with man. There'll come a time you may want to be saved, and it's too late. Amen. I listen, neighbor, today, there'll come a time you'll try the door, and it'll be locked. Amen. So in other words, today, in your due season, in your due time, then it's time for you to be saved. Amen. I listen, neighbor, today. I remember one of Samantha's babies that was born. I listened about 4 or 5 times. At least they called. She'd say, Samantha's on the way to the hospital. I listened and I'd take off and I'd run up there and I'd listen, Brother Lonnie, it wasn't there. I listened, then maybe 2 or 3 more days, I'd get another call. I said, look, Samantha's on the way to the hospital. I listened. About the 4th time, I was beginning to even doubt the whole thing. I listened, neighbor, today. At least they called when I was right in the middle of basketball sign-ups, and at least the call said, Samantha's on her way. I listen, neighbor, and I said, well, I call me when it gets close. Amen. I listen, neighbor. See, God works all these things out in due time, in due season. I listen, I barely made it to the second floor, I believe it is, or third, wherever it's at. I listen, it was either Gavin or Ethan or one of them. A neighbor was born about like that. But things happen in their due time that we, a man, don't have any control of. I see, my friend, we don't have any control of moving of the Holy Spirit of God. We don't today. I listen, there's people today I wish the Holy Spirit to get a hold of. I listen, neighbor, today and stir their heart. But it's not up to me. I listen, see, everything happens in due season, in due time. And see, what happens a lot of times is when man tries to put his hands on it, you can mess the whole thing up. That's why, listen, I learned a long time ago, Brother Herman, just get out of the way and let God do what he wants to do, and everything else, it'll come out all right in due time. He said in due season. In due season, he talks to us about salvation. I want to leave verse number 12 up there because it goes with number 2. Not only in due season, God speaks to us about our salvation, but in due season, God will speak to you about the sin in your life. God will speak to you about the sin in your life. Amen. As Brother Dennis was teaching this morning, listen every day, God will let you know what's right and what's wrong. Amen. The Bible said he didn't know what to do good and do it not. to him, and it's sin. Put verse number 12 back up for me, will you? One more time. Hey, listen, neighbor, look what he says here in Titus chapter 2 and verse number 12. This is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit, the Bible said, teaches us. That's exactly, after we've been saved, I listened and we spoke on a little bit in Sunday school this morning, through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit teaches us how we're to live our life. It teaches us our daily walk. It teaches us how we ought to walk. It teaches us how we ought to talk. It teaches us about how to be a Christian. I listen every day. But when we sin against God in due season, you may think, well, I got by with it last night. I got by with it last week. That's what they thought in the days of Noah, too. That's what they thought in the days of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. I listen, Sister Doris. They thought they got by with all these things. But see, sin in due time has to be paid for. I listen, neighbor, today. Sin will separate you from God. I listen, neighbor, today. The Holy Spirit, in due season, you may be rejoicing in everything, think you're doing just fine this morning. You think everything's just rosy. Have a listen, but one day you'll wake up and there'll be a reckoning call. I listen, neighbor, and God will begin to speak to you about the sin in your life. He said, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Listen, neighbor, today, nobody has to tell Jeff when he's done wrong. Amen. Why? Because the Lord lets me know. The Lord lets me know. I listen, neighbor, again, we see all through the Scripture, there is a payment and penalty for sin in due time. There's a payment in due time. Amen. Me and Ethan was somewhere last night. I think Dollar General we went to. We ran the Dollar General down here, and I seen one of them. It was a brand new Jeep Sport. I'd never seen one of those before. I just seen a Jeep, and I'd seen some things and thought there was a Sport, but I've never seen one put together. And listen, so, man, I was looking at that, and I told Ethan, and I said, man, I'd like to have that. You got a Jeep and a pickup truck all together. Amen. I told him, I said, I'd like to have that. Amen. I said, man, I really would. And you know what? This morning, tomorrow, I could go get one. I could go get me a brand new one. Matter of fact, I could walk into the Jeep dealership tomorrow afternoon, not for you, Cason, for me. I listen, Cason's looking at me like, amen. Listen, I could walk into that Jeep dealership, Brother Jim, and I could go in there, and I could say, you know what, I want that red one right over there. Amen, that brand new one, it ain't got no miles on it. I listen, and I could get in that thing, and Brother Robbie, I could bring that thing home, and I could tell everybody, that's mine. It's mine. But you know what, if I let about 6 months of me not making a payment on it, guess what's going to happen? There's going to be a rollback coming to my house and says, you know what, it's no longer yours. Amen. I see, my friend, everything happens in due time, in due season. I don't know how long exactly I could keep it. I don't know how long exactly I can get away with sin. I don't know how long you can get away with sin. But I will tell you, in due time and due season, there's going to come a reckoning day. There's going to come a payday. I listen for sin in our life. It always has been. It always will be. I listen. So in everything in life, in our Christian walk with the Lord, we're going to be held accountable for it. I listen, neighbor, today. It may not happen today. It may not happen the next week or next month. But everything in due time, in due season, will happen. Amen. Amen. In due season. In due time. See, the Spirit of God, in due time, first of all, he talks about our salvation, where we're standing. That's the most important thing I want you to know this morning, that you're born again, that your name is wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That if God called you home today, if you fell over with a massive heart attack, you pulled out into the highway down here, kaboom, you went out of here. I listen, Evan, you're standing before God. I don't want you to have a worry in the world. I want you to know you're ready to go. I want you to know you're prepared to meet God. Amen. Just in your condition that you are, because the way we leave here, we will stand in that condition. Amen. Lost or saved. Amen. There's no bargaining on Judgment Day. Amen. There's no bargaining. Amen. Listen, we better make our preparations in peace collection while we're here. Amen. Amen. Because in due season, we'll all reap. If we faint not, we're going to reap what we've sowed. First of all, today that we see, I listen every day, the Spirit's going to deal with us about our salvation. And then number two today, he deals with us about the sin in our life. Amen. There is a payment and penalty for sin in due time. In due time. Amen. In due time. Then number three today, we're trying to hurry. In due time. Number one, we find that the Holy Spirit talks to us, number one, about our salvation. Where do we stand with God? And then once we're saved, he talks about what we're accountable for and what we're accountable to. We're accountable to Jesus Christ. We're accountable to what thus saith the Word of God. Then number three today, the Holy Spirit talks to us about serving him. Amen. I'll work, I'll pray, I'll labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. As Shelby was singing that song this morning, man, I love that song. Anything happens to me, I want you to sing that song. Amen. Over me. I thought about Clifford Chandler and Ernest LeGrand. Both of them done gone on the move of the Lord now. But I've seen both of them men stand behind this very pulpit during revival meeting in the choir, in the senior choir, singing that song. I'm going to die on the battlefield. I'm going to die in the Lord. Amen. Herman, that's what I want to do. I want to die. Listen, I'm not going to be known for winning every battle. Listen, I've not won every victory. There's been times the devil's whooped me. There's been times he's drug me down. But I want Sister Shelby to be able to stand up there and sing no time soon, but be able to stand up there and sing. Oh, Brother Jeff Hulsey, he died on the battlefield. He didn't win every battle, but he kept a fighting. He kept a fighting. He kept a fighting. That's what it's all about today. We want to just keep fighting. We want to win every one of them we can to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to die on the battlefield. Amen. He finished well. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. In due time, the Holy Spirit of God speaks to us about serving him. We are created for two purposes. Amen. And two purposes, I believe, only. Number one is to worship him. It's to worship him, to praise him. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto him. I believe that's why God created you and I, not only to worship him, but I believe it's to serve him. Serve him. How do we do that? By serving others. I like what the Bible says in 1 Samuel, I believe it is. 1 Samuel, chapter number 12 and verse number 24. 1 Samuel 12 and 24 says this. It says, only fear the Lord. Brother Dennis brought it out this morning. That word fear in this example, in this is talking about reverencing him. Only fear the Lord. Listen to this, and serve him. And serve him in truth. And there ain't but one way you can serve the Lord, and he says, with all your heart. He said, it's with all your heart, for consider how great things he had done for you. Amen. Think about it. We went over that Wednesday night, didn't we? About what God's done for us. How he showed favoritism. He showed favorableness to you and I today. In due time, we'll reap if we faint not. Right, amen. I believe we'll reap seed that we didn't even sow. Yeah. We'll reap a harvest that we didn't even plant. Amen. I carried vegetables out of here this year. Amen. And I didn't break a sweat over. Amen. My brother Randall Portwood sweated over them. I didn't have a thing to do with them. But the only thing I had to do with them is I done the eating of them. He done the work. I got the blessing. Ain't God good? Brother Robert Brown brought me tomatoes. Man, ain't nothing like a good tomato sandwich, are they? That's reaping the benefits somebody else sowed. How many times have we done that? We'll reap those benefits in due season, in due time, if we'll just trust God. Amen. It's your season this morning. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Number one, I wonder if he's speaking to you about your salvation. I wonder if you examine your heart. You say, preacher, I realize today if God called me home, I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm not ready to face you. Well, I would do just like this young man did this morning. I'd come. Maybe you're here this morning and you've been saved, but you're out of the will of God. That's sin. You're out of the will of God. You're not where you ought to be with the Lord. Well, this morning, it's your season. It's your season. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're doing your very best, but you know deep down inside, you're not doing what God wants you to do. You're not serving him. It may be with your talents. It may be with something else. Amen. It may be with any of those things. If you're not doing that this morning, this is your season. It's your due season. He said that Christ came in due season, in due time. He's still working on you this morning. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with us with a song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart. But I wonder today, is he speaking to you and I? Is he speaking to you and I? The Holy Spirit speaks softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling and he's pleading. Preacher, it's my season. It's my season. You need to reap when it's your season. As we stand together this morning, Brother Rob. What about it today? While these are coming,